Official inflation figures are due out today, and many are expecting a big jump as everyday items become more expensive. The inflation rate is expected to increase from 1.3 to 1.7% in the June quarter. Economists believe the rising cost of fuel and the rising cost of fresh fruit and vegetables have pushed up the inflation rate. However, the good news for consumers is that the rising prices are not expected to last, as the inflation rate is expected to pull back in coming quarters. A group of emerging economies have launched a new financial institution called the New Development Bank in Shanghai. The bank is backed by Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, collectively known as the BRICS countries. The bank will lend money to developing countries to help finance infrastructure projects in the region. The bank is seen as an alternative to the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, although the group says it is not a rival. To the global markets, and there were falls on Wall Street overnight due to some weaker than expected corporate earnings data. The Dow fell 191 points, the Nasdaq fell 0.2%, while the S&P 500 lost nearly 0.5%. In London, the FTSE also fell by 0.33%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $50 a barrel, Tapas crude is at $59 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,100 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 74 US cents, 68 euro cents and 48 pence sterling.